Here is your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We'll see some sunshine across the listening area today as high temperatures warm up to near 85 and wind staying from the east at about 5 to 10. And then we'll see a chance of scattered thunderstorms developing later on tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 65. And then we'll see a chance of an isolated storm early on Thursday, otherwise sunshine, high of 92. I'm meteorologist Nick Carlisle. Right now it's 55.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, good Wednesday. Court records showing that Western Kansas Representative and U.S. Senate candidate Roger Marshall pleaded no contest in 2008 to a misdemeanor reckless driving charge stemming from a confrontation with a landowner who accused Marshall of hitting him with his pickup truck. But the Kansas City Star reports a local prosecutor who was the son of one of Marshall's business partners in Great Bend later successfully asked a judge to reduce Marshall's conviction to a less serious traffic infraction. Marshall denies he hit the other man, and the case was only briefly an issue during Marshall's first successful run for Congress in 2016. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly recommending that communities wait a little bit longer before moving to the next phase of reopening as coronavirus cases increase. The phase-out stage of Kelly's Ad Astra reopening plan was set to begin Monday, but Kelly and the KDHE now advising communities to stay in Phase 3. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Wichita authorities say three people staying in different rooms of a South Wichita motel were shot and wounded early yesterday morning. Wichita Police Officer Charlie Davidson said in a news release that the three heard shots being fired outside the Afton Motel and were struck around 1 o'clock yesterday morning when they exited their rooms to see what was going on. The victims, two men ages 26 and 60 and a 25-year-old woman, were taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made. Davidson says the shooting is under investigation. Authorities say a passenger in a car that was reported stolen has been killed in a Topeka crash after police called off a pursuit. Police said in a news release that an officer attempted to stop the speeding car early Monday, shortly after it had been reported stolen at gunpoint. The Topeka Capital Journal says the officer lost sight of the vehicle. A second officer spotted it being driven at a high rate of speed before it crashed into a pickup truck. Police say they were not in pursuit at the time of the crash. Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. The state has confirmed another 147 new coronavirus cases and five more deaths. The state's online tracking portal shows a total of 17,957 cases and now 249 deaths since the pandemic began. New rules that went into effect Monday allow bars, restaurants, and other venues to allow more people inside. China's decision to ban imports from a single Tyson Foods poultry plant where there was a coronavirus outbreak has raised concerns about the implications on the U.S. meat industry if the action is expanded to other plants. The short statement from the Chinese Customs Agency issued about suspending imports from the Springdale, Arkansas plant didn't offer any hint of whether the ban would be expanded. The country imposed a similar ban last week on pork imports from a German plant where a number of workers tested positive for COVID-19. I'm Rick Everett with your Wednesday Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
Spending time at home made you realize it's time to upgrade your furniture and appliances? Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store are both open and sanitizing the store daily. Order online or stop in, and all orders over $299 will be delivered to you free. Receive free delivery on all appliances, furniture, and bedding, and 12 months interest-free with over 1,000 furniture items and over 500 appliances in stock ready for delivery. Only at Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice, and online at ashleyfurniture.com or stansbrandsource.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last week. Public Works advised that Onyx Seal on the Herkimer and Bremen roads is complete. A bridge is needed in Rock Township on 25th Road between Navajo and Osage, which is impassable. Several budget requests were heard, including a $20,000 increase for the Register of Deeds, who has requested and budgeted moving part-time help to full-time due to increased document filings and record requests. Commissioners gave the Register of Deeds discretion to charge for requests according to the time it takes to process the request. Marshall County Partnership for Growth advised that a grant of $132,000 was allocated to the county. They have 23 businesses pre-qualified for some assistance through the grant. Friday, July 10th has been set as the deadline for businesses to apply. Recommendations will be brought to the board. Applications are available on the Marshall County Partnership for Growth website. The county health nurse presented an estimated cost for engineering services from CES Marysville for repair of the health department basement. The building is further settling, creating cracks in the walls and doors not fitting properly. The board recessed later in the day to tour the building. The emergency management director reported the county will receive federal SPARK dollars by the end of June. Estimated amount of money is $194 per person. Counties are encouraged to share these with schools and cities in the county. It's recommended that Marshall County form a task force consisting of community members to assist with allocation of the funds. Commissioners will need to pass the resolution once there is guidance. It was noted the proposed Irish Creek Wind Farm project is going to be a long process. The board is encouraging patrons to submit written correspondence with concerns to the county clerk's office. The board will host a town hall meeting in the future to address those concerns with the community, and commissioners will set aside 30 minutes the first Monday each month to hear concerns with five-minute increments for community members. Nemahaw County Commissioners opened discussion about comprehensive planning. They're hoping to recruit local people with experience in the comprehensive planning process to help choose a planner. That group will meet again next week with commissioners to discuss the next step in the process. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week discussed and approved bid openings for culvert projects, highway striping, and bridge match projects, including three bridges for a total of $930,000. The Sheriff's Office is finishing up budget expenses, including purchase of two vehicles. Supervisors commended the department for keeping within their budgets this year for the sheriff and the jail.
Republic County Tuesday announced four new cases of COVID-19. These involve a family with travel history and no underlying health conditions. Contact tracing is underway. This doubles the number of cases in Republic County to date, with the other four reported sometime back. Due to a recent uptick in cases in Riley County to 124 as of Monday, with seven hospitalized, the local health officer has issued a revised order, effective initially for 2 weeks, reducing mass gathering size to 50 people, with restaurants and bars limited to 75% of occupancy, and encouraging businesses to take proactive measures to ensure compliance with CDC guidelines. A reminder that social distancing and related practices should always be in effect for residents.
RSVP of Northeast Kansas has resumed volunteer income tax assistance and will be at the Helvering Center in Marysville Wednesdays, June 24th and July 1st, Tuesday, July 7th, and Wednesday, July 15th. They will be available from 9 to 11 and from 1 until 3. You must wear a mask, enter through the west door. You'll wait in your car. If you have a cell phone, please bring that along. One person per return allowed unless accompanying an elderly family member. For additional information, contact the RSVP office. Again, RSVP volunteer income tax assistance resumes at the Helvering Center Wednesdays, June 24th and July 1st, Tuesday, July 7th, and Wednesday, July 15th. Bryce J. Height, age 64, formerly of Marysville, passed away May 21st. A funeral service is planned Friday, June 26th, 10 a.m. at First Christian Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bryce Height. Melba Coffey, age 96, of Frankfort, passed away Sunday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Patton Funeral Chapel for Melba Coffey. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, cheeseburger soup, turkey and Swiss sandwich, a vegetable plate, and fruited jello. Tomorrow, salmon, macaroni and cheese, and broccoli. KNDY News time is 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here is your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We'll see an area of high pressure dominating our weather here as we head throughout the day today, as we'll expect to see plenty of sunshine and high temperatures warming up in the low to mid 80s, and wind staying from the east at about 5 to 10. And then into later on tonight, we'll see a slight chance of some scatter showers and thunderstorms developing, mainly after 10 or 11 o'clock at night. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies are expected overnight tonight, as we'll see low temperatures dropping down into the mid-60s. And then for Thursday, we'll see a slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm early on in the morning. Otherwise, some sunshine will be expected throughout the day, and temperatures starting to warm back up into the upper 80s and the lower 90s, with wind staying for the south between 10 and 20. And then later on Thursday night, we'll begin to see a cold front making its way across the region, as we'll see a chance of storms on Thursday night, lows around 70. And then storms are likely on Friday, with high temperatures in the upper 80s near 90. I'm Nick Carlisle.
Average high temperature late June, 87. Recent record high, 96 in 2009. The average low, 64. Record low, 53 in 2017. We were at 55 degrees this morning. 57 this hour with sunshine, winds are light. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 24th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Life has changed, but some things remain the same. We all still get up every morning, and our cars still have cup holders. And our cup holders are still meant to hold cups. Large cups that hold our favorite morning beverages. Beverages that make our mornings a little brighter and a little more normal. Sonic's Morning Drink Stop. Large drinks for 99 cents and large specialty drinks for $1.49 before 10 a.m. For contactless ordering and payment, order ahead in the Sonic app. Tax not included. See menu for details. Mobile ordering available only at select locations for a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Play ball, and a top tennis star tests positive. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. After 3 months of negotiations, the Baseball Players Union agreed to the league's imposed 60-game regular season beginning July 23rd or 24th. ABC ESPN Baseball insider Jeff Passan on the league's COVID-19 protocol.
Major League Baseball has not laid out exactly what the breaking point is going to be, if there are X amount of cases, or what sort of an outbreak is going to constitute shutting down a clubhouse. These are all things that we're going to be seeing in real time.
Players will report to their teams July 1st and will receive the full prorated share of their salaries. The FBI says the noose found in the garage of NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace at Talladega Super Speedway had been used as a garage door pull rope since last October. NASCAR President Steve Phelps.
For us at NASCAR, this is the best result we could hope for.
Phelps also said NASCAR's investigation into the matter will continue. This is ABC Sports. Lakers guard Avery Bradley tells ESPN he will not participate in the NBA's restart in Orlando next month, citing concerns about the well-being of his 6-year-old son, who has a history of respiratory problems. Bradley says in a statement he could not make any decision that might put his family's health and well-being at even the slightest risk. He is expected to forego $650,000 in salary by sitting out. Men's top-ranked tennis player Novak Djokovic announced his wife and he have tested positive for COVID-19 following a series of exhibition matches Djokovic hosted in Serbia and Croatia with zero social distancing. ABC ESPN tennis analyst Patrick McEnroe.
I believe he did it with the best of intentions, sure. As you said, Scott, to get people back, get some of his fellow players out there playing. The idea of doing it was the right thing. But, you know, in this situation, clearly they skipped a couple of steps.
Djokovic says he's asymptomatic, but added he will remain self-isolated for 14 days. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Marysville American Legion post 163 baseball team seniors beat Fairbury 4-2 on Tuesday evening. Marysville at Valley Falls Friday and Sunday will host Donovan County for a doubleheader. Games at 3 and 5 at Feldhausen Field.
Hello and good Wednesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we start off the new day and make our way into the middle portions of this week through the ag commodities into the overnight session, it's a mostly higher start to the day for the grains. The energy markets is a bit lower again this morning, and the stock market futures are not looking very promising on the coronavirus cases continuing to rise there. But let's get to the ag commodities this morning. We'll look through the grains first as corn rebounding after a couple of day of losses. July corn right now up 0.75 cents to 3.25 3/4. September's up 0.25 cents to 3.29 1/4. Kind of a mixed morning rather into the wheat complex, but Kansas City wheat is slightly higher. July's up a penny to 4.36. September's up 1 1/4 to 4.44 3/4. And mostly higher throughout the oil seeds as well, with July soybeans up 0.25 cents to 8.75 1/4. August sitting at 8.72 3/4. That's up 0.75 cents. The meal also a bit higher. July soybean meals up 120 to 287.50, but soybean oil, like yesterday, July right now down 22 points to 27.95. Cotton complex is unchanged for the month of July, sitting at 63.04, but sharp gains from there on. October's up 42 points to 60.76. Looking through the livestock, and a brief recap on how things finished up yesterday, as it was a mostly higher finish to the day, though June live cattle did finish down to 93.52, but sharp gains from there on. Triple-digit gains in some cases for the feeder cattle, and lean hogs also finished at mostly higher yesterday. August feeders finishing at $133.20. July lean hogs at $46.90. Energy markets are lower this morning, as mentioned. Crude oil dropping 91 cents to $39.46 a barrel. Unleaded gas is down 3 cents back to $1.27 a gallon. Heating oil is fractionally lower, sitting at $1.19, and natural gas down a penny to $1.62. Gold trading higher, but silver a bit lower, and the dollar index slightly higher. Markets on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated Cafe is back open, serving lunch and dinner until 7 p.m. Thursdays, with hot beef, burgers, specialty burgers, chicken sandwiches, assorted pies, and cinnamon rolls. Drop by for lunch or dinner Thursdays, serving till 7 p.m. at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Cafe is back open.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. New data from USDA shows nearly half of all family farmers and their spouses reported having a job off the farm in 2018. USDA's Economic Research Service reports the majority of households, regardless of farm size, say they work off the farm because it's more lucrative than farm work, plus provides more reliable income and may offer health and retirement benefits. Among small family farms, those with annual gross cash farm income under $350,000, about 88% reported working off the farm because it was more reliable, 75% because it was more lucrative. Among large-scale farm households, those with annual gross cash farm income of $1 million or more, about 72% reported working off the farm because it was more reliable, 51% because it was more lucrative. About 40% of all principal operators or their spouses who work off the farm listed farm-related financial stress as a reason for having a job off the farm. USDA says Farmers to Families Food Box Program has distributed more than 20 million food boxes to families affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. In the announcement yesterday, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue said this milestone a testament that the program is accomplishing what they intended, that is supporting U.S. farmers and distributors and getting food to those who need it most. In April, the Secretary announced the food box effort as part of the Coronavirus Food Assistance assistance program that was developed to help farmers, ranchers, and consumers in response to the COVID-19 national emergency. In under 30 days, the program contracted for $1.2 billion in food products. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, and that is agriculture. Trees are sure important to a homestead, whether that homestead is out on the farm or in the city, and we'll talk about tree health after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
One of the email questions I received for our garden guru, Jim Fazell, again, my address is stevealexander@wgnradio.com. If you've got a question for Jim, this one was about maple trees. This person's maple tree leafed out very nicely, but now the leaves are turning black. What's that about?
Well, that's an interesting situation. A couple of things may have happened. First of all, we did have that freeze or good frost a couple of weeks ago, and leaves that were not fully out at that time were damaged. Of course, most leaves were not fully out. So they were damaged, and those parts of those leaves have either fallen out as the leaf continued to expand, or they were killed off and the leaf itself will drop. Also, there are some insects, leaf hopper type insects, that will feed on these leaves, and when they feed on them, they cause them to turn black. Generally, the leaf does not fall off, although in this case they could, especially since they're pretty young. There are some fungus diseases that cause that to happen. That may not be this time of year because it's a little bit too early for that to have developed to that point. But there's one other insect that causes a problem like that. Although the leaf just usually falls off perfectly normal, and this would be the petiole borers. My thought is that this is a temporary situation. I don't think you're going to find a lot of leaves coming off. Incidentally, there's one other thing that we see. If we have a season where there's a lot of moisture and a lot of leaves put on the tree, sometimes when we begin to get into a stress period, the tree simply will knock a few of these off because there are too many for it to support. This is called early summer leaf drop. That could be as well. Without taking a good look at those leaves to find out just exactly whether anything's feeding on it or not, I really can't tell you exactly what it is, but these are all possibilities. And I've seen all three of these this spring so far on trees as Jane and I tour out through our municipality or when we go for our morning walks. Anyway, it's nothing to worry about unless more than 20 or 30% of the tree drop off. My guess is that if you went out and raked these up, you wouldn't even have maybe a couple of hands full. So don't worry about it.
Well, okay, we won't. Jim Fazell, our gardening guru, and you can email questions to Jim about everything regarding your garden to stevealexander@wgnradio.com. stevealexander@wgnradio.com. Back after this.
We are talking with Farmers Cooperative Tire Manager Brent Covegrove. Brent, do we have any kind of tire rebates going on?
Yes, we do, Dennis. We have the Cooper Tire Rebate through the end of the month. You can get up to a $75 rebate when you buy a set of four tires.
Why Cooper?
Cooper is a longtime American company. They're made to last and have a real commitment to driver safety. Stop by any of our Farmers Cooperative Tire branches to find out more about the Cooper Tire Rebate or visit NebraskaTire.com.
Farmers Cooperative, investing in our owner's success.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
There will be a large estate auction for the Burt Wessel Estate Saturday, June 27th. Sale begins at 9:30 at Highway 99 and Charles Street at the south end of Frankfort. Selling a John Deere 3010 gas tractor. In good shape, sells the grape bin hydraulic loader with 6-foot bucket. John Deere 2020 gas tractor, 3 sets of rear wheel weights, and a John Deere 47 loader with a 5-foot bucket. Later model John Deere A, 300 utility international gas tractor, 2M, an H, and a C farmall tractor, 79 Ford four-door, 43,000 actual miles,
This car always in the garage, very good condition. 16-foot motorboat, Evinrude 70-horse motor, approximately 40 rods and reels. Antiques and collectibles include old hit-and-miss motors, formal H&M parts, couple of generators, power and hand tools, household items, selling two rings beginning at 11 a.m. This estate auction for the Burke Wessel Estate Saturday begins at 9:30 at the south end of Frankfort at Highway 99 Charles Street. Sale conducted by Klein Realty and Auction.
Bad weather, low market prices, high operating expense. Farming can be a stressful business. Over time, that stress can become toxic, even leading to depression. Symptoms of depression can include social withdrawal, change in sleeping and eating, and prolonged sadness. If you are experiencing these symptoms, reach out for help. High Plains Mental Health Center is here for you. Visit hpmhc.com today.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 58 degrees with sunshine, a light north wind. Highs top 80 with abundant sunshine again today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Wednesday. It looks like for now it's happening. Major League Baseball will return in late July after the league and players agreed on the final elements of a deal late yesterday. So what will the season look like? Details come from correspondent Rich Johnson.
It will be a 60-game season played over 66 days starting late next month. Players will report to training camps, mostly in their clubs' home cities, on July 1st. Both sides agreed on health and safety protocols Tuesday night for what will be by far the shortest season in baseball's modern history. After the long effort to find an agreement, Major League Baseball imposed the schedule on the players, giving them a prorated 37% of their full season salaries. I'm Rich Johnson.
According to the Associated Press, each team will play 10 games against each of its four division rivals and four games against each of the five clubs in the corresponding division in the other league. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 baseball team seniors beat Fairbury 4-2 on Tuesday evening. Marysville at Valley Falls Friday and Sunday will host Donovan County for a doubleheader, games at 3 and 5 at Feldhausen Field.
We seldom note its passing anymore, but Midsummer Day was once a magical day of legend. We take a closer look on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
These days, no one can afford to take the risk of being without financial protection against high health care costs, not even for a few days. Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans offer short-term health care coverage to fill in those temporary gaps. Short-term health plans can provide you with medical coverage when you are between health plans, helping lower your potential financial risk. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 24th, the 176th day of the year. Boxing legend Jack Dempsey was born on this day, and in 1844, Charles Goodyear was granted a patent for vulcanized rubber. It's seldom observed these days, but today is Midsummer Day, once celebrated as the halfway point between planting and harvest. Midsummer Day, as you might expect, is the source of all kinds of folk tales. Weather lore says rain today could mean trouble for the hazel and walnut crops and bad news for corn. If you're in need of some extra luck, try a barefoot walk in the grass. The midsummer dew is said to have special healing power. And here's a legend they tell in Sweden. Old timers claim that in the midnight hour, humans can understand the language of animals. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Since you turned the tables on me, I've been steady learning lonely, keeping this turntable spinning, everything from Jones to Jennings, slowly planning my survival in a 3-foot stack of vinyl. Since you had to walk out of here, I've been having a record year. I bet you thought before you left I'd just sit in silence by myself, turn this house into a jail, dying slow and living hell. But love's got a funny way of keeping score, and you're leaving lit up my scoreboard. I usually make it through Saturday sober. All bets are off when I flip her over. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. I'm having a record year. Cut an Oates and Hanks halftime, a pound and old is a heart of mine. Song to song, I pass my time with these speakers on 10. Your good and gone keeps me up all night, along with songs in the key of life. I'm either gonna get over you or I'm gonna blow out my ears. Yeah, you're out there now doing God knows how, and I'm stuck here having a record year. Drop it in the groove, and we go round and round and down in a spiral. I guess I really ought to call and thank you. I rediscovered red-headed stranger, got down with old James Brown and found new grass revival. If you find your way back, I owe you a beer for my record year.